This is Degaris Mask List MGTOW Flyers. That is two 3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 709. Entitled, If a woman feminists you, masculist her right back. Description. This flyer describes a tit-for-tat approach that biconscious masculists can apply to hypocritical monoconscious feminists to force them to become biconscious and hence become a lot nicer for men to be with. Those feminists who remain monoconscious will have their fucking heads bitten off, forced to rot on the shelf by mass male masculisted rejection. Flyer itself. When a woman feminists you, masculist her right back. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Masculists see feminists as hypocrites. Since masculists, being bi-conscious, that is, being as familiar with feminist ideas as masculist ideas, they see clearly that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, that is, that women oppress men too. And in fact worse, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious compared with the relatively mild ways that men oppress women. For example, compare the seriousness of women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, with men's rape, men's sexual harassment, men's domestic violence, etc. Most feminists are monoconscious. That is, the only gender politics they have ever heard of is feminist. So not surprisingly, they tend to be rather feminazi bitchy towards men because they are angry at men due to what feminism teaches them, that gender oppression is a one-way street. Masculists, being mostly bi-conscious, are well aware that men do oppress women, but get annoyed by feminist public anger at men for men's gender crimes against women, when their masculist bi-consciousness implies that they are also very aware that women oppress men, and in fact worse. Masculists thus see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites who lash out at men for men's gender crimes against women, when in reality, women oppress men far worse. Monoconscious feminists' hypocrisy is based on ignorance. Most feminists are simply ignorant of masculist ideas, which is the very definition of their monoconsciousness. Masculists are out to change all this by biconsciousing society. That is, teaching everyone masculist ideas so that everyone becomes as familiar with masculist ideas as they are already with feminist ideas. This flyer proposes a method that masculists can use to help spread masculist ideas amongst monoconscious feminists, who are the most annoying group for masculists due to their monoconscious feminist hypocrisy. This method takes the form of a tit-for-tat strategy, which goes as follows. If you are a bi-conscious masculist, then whenever you come across a monoconscious feminist dumping on men in public or being surly or misandrous towards you simply because you are a man, then do the same to her with masculist ideas, masculist rhetoric. For example, imagine some feminist seeing two men fighting each other, who says to her female friend, who is with her, quote,
"More toxic masculinity,"
end quote, with a look of disgust. From her monoconscious point of view, she feels fully justified in feeling this contempt, since she sees that it is men who are much more violent, it is men who make the wars, etc. But for you, as a biconscious masculine, you see her as profoundly gender politically biased, since she knows nothing about masculine ideas, so is totally uninformed as to how much worse women oppress men. So you feel anger towards her monoconscious hypocrisy and decide to teach her a lesson. You let fly with the following masculinist harangue to force her to become conscious that monoconscious feminists are hypocrites. You scream at her, dash, quote, "Go fuck yourself, you hypocritical, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunt. Learn some masculinism so you learn that gender oppression is a two-way street and that you women oppress men far worse with your manslavery, your divorce rape, your forced fathering and many other gender crimes that women commit against men. Masculists like myself have a hatred of monoconscious feminists, seeing women like you as hypocrites given that women oppress men far worse. I see you have a ring on your finger. So I assume you have a man in your life. 99.5% of women are heterosexual, so even the most rabid of feminazi cunts is still dependent on men for her sex, which gives biconscious masculists a very effective tool to force monoconscious feminists to become biconscious, that is, learn some masculinism, so that they learn that gender oppression is a two-way street. If you don't become biconscious, in capital letters, faster than the man in your life, then with his biconsciousness, he will see you with your monoconsciousness as a hypocrite and a bigot, an MFB, that's monoconscious feminazi bigot. He'll become disgusted with you, dump you, and then start up a new relationship with a biconscious feminist, leaving you to rot on the shelf, seen as repulsive for a man to be with. Monoconscious feminism has so poisoned young women's minds with its misandry that in the US today, 2/3 of young men don't even date young women, thus crashing the birth rate, making monoconscious feminists geociders, wiping out the planet's population. Pretty soon, as masculine ideas become as well known in society as feminist ideas, nearly all the men you come across will have been masculisted and will not tolerate your monoconscious misandry, so will bite your fucking head off, forcing you to rot on the shelf, dying a slow, miserable death, manless, loveless, babyless, utterly rejected by men, both socially and sexually, spat at. It's actually in your self-interest to become biconscious, since then you will be much nicer for men to be with, since you will lose your monoconscious feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, because it will be cancelled by your biconscious feminist anger at women for the ways that women oppress men. Then you will become a biconscious feminist and vote with men for the men faring of the gender laws, for the fipping, in brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person of women, the reform of the feminist-controlled divorce courts, the creation of GECs, GECs, gender equality committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of masculist male politicians. The masculist half will legislate the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, that will give men the same right to reject an unwanted pregnancy as women have, and the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births to block women's awful gender crime of paternity fraud, which manslaves a man for 2 decades to pay for a kid that is not even his. Masculists want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years for a gender crime that's more serious than rape, that usually gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. The biconscious masculine's face is filled with, oh, that's end quote. The biconscious masculine's face is filled with hatred as he says to her, quote, "Masculists are abolitionists. We see women's manslavery as slavery, and the worst of all gender crimes. We see man's slavery as slavery and hence hated and a war issue. We have a hatred of fluffies, brackets, fluffy equals, a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, close brackets. And for one father in four, divorce raping him in the hated, fluffy, feminist-dominated divorce court system. Maskers have a hatred of women like you and aim to wipe you off the face of the earth if you remain monoconscious, you misandrist, feminazi cunt. So if you don't want to be spat at left and right by nearly every man you come across and don't want to be forced into a slow, miserable death rotting on the shelf, then learn some masculism, become bi-conscious, and stop being a hypocritical, monoconscious, feminazi shit. With millions of masculinized men confronting monoconscious feminists in this way, spitting in their faces, then millions of women will get the message that if they remain monoconscious, they will pay a horrible price. They will be babyless, alone, and miserable. So Damascus, reading slash viewing this, if you come across a monoconscious feminist who trashes men in public, bite her fucking head off, as above, to make her painfully conscious that feminists no longer have an ideological monopoly over gender politics. And if they don't accept that gender oppression is a two-way street, the maskless will kill them, slowly. Which is a horrible death. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the Maskus tab for 700 plus Maskus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real, in brackets. See the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 Maskus videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Maskus Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskus videos, in brackets, in one long list in most recent first time order, close brackets, can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskus Videos. That's four words. Ciao.